Okay, hi everybody. My name is Robin. I'm a compulsive overeater and certainly a 100-pounder, and I qualify, you know, down to my bones, I'm a compulsive overeater. I was, from birth, I belonged to this fellowship. When I was born, you know, you hear people say this, but it's my case. When I was born, I was a compulsive overeater. We have an attraction for food. Mine was that when there were certain foods that one's too many and a hundred's not enough. I had a fascination with food, and I will share about that. My mom was a compulsive overeater, and my father told me that a real man loves to eat, and he doesn't stop until he's completely full. That doesn't make me a compulsive overeater, but I was pushed in that direction, and I definitely believe that internal clock I had was pushed and it got set. And we got kind of quick here, so I'll try and settle down. My intention is to sequentially, in an order, give you my experience, strength, and hope. Now, I've been in OA. I'm 70 years old. Excuse me, darn clogged throat. I've been in OA since I was 1983. I'm 70 years old. I have 20 years of abstinence, a high point of 320 pounds, and now, by the grace of God, thank you, OA, I'm down a day at a time to 170 pounds. I was asked, as I came out of one meeting when I'd shared by this lady, how did you do that? I could never do that. And, you know, it tears my heart out when I hear someone say that, because don't we want to say that if we're in the disease? I could never do that. That's the disease talking. And I felt blessed that what I was able to say is, I did it a day at a time. You can do, I said to her, you can do exactly, you can have exactly what I had. I'm no different. I'm not anyone special. And that's not by way of deprecation, like not special. It sounds like I'm putting myself down. No, I'm not. I have been given a gift. And that gift was given to me, and if I remember that it was given to me, and I can keep it, if I do certain things, I can keep it if I practice the gifts of this program a day at a time, I can keep that gift I was given. I was in 1983, I'll go here. I came in with my darling mother who stays with me. She died a little before my abstinence started, again unrelated, but she drop kicked me into OA. I'm 40 years clean and sober, 20 years abstinent. I came into OA, and I walked in, and I said to the lady that I'm here to find out about this OA. I want to find out about OA. And the secretary said to me, okay, you sit down, and you listen, and keep your ears open. And at the end of the meeting, I, an arrogant son of a gun, still about a program, a disease that was different. I came up and the lady said, "Well, Robin, what did you think?" And I said, dripping with, "Oh my goodness, I thank God, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God." And I'll get into that too. My wish would be that, you know, you don't feel intimidated by the use of the word God, although I can't control that, and that's the reality. I said to the lady who asked me what I thought, I said, "Well, I came here to figure out how to not be, forgive me, this is not judgment, everybody, how to not be an F-slob. I don't care about that stuff. I just want to find out how to eat." And the woman said to me, "Robin, you see those people leaving," because it was the end of the meeting. "You see them leaving. They've been given a gift that you can have." This was back in 1983. "You can have that gift, Robin. That gift is hope. Hope that you can be helped. You're smart enough, obviously, to know that something's wrong with you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come, you know, branched out from another program and not said, 'Oh, no, 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 I'm going to stick with another program. I'm not going to OA.' You had the guts to come in it because you know something's wrong with you." And she was right. I did. And she said to me, "You can be given hope, the hope that you can be helped. You are not any different, Robin." And then she taught me something that I've never forgotten. It's actually in the big book in a story called From About Acceptance Was the Answer. In the back of the big book, which I try to, you know, I take my recovery from that book. The OA book's fine, too, but I take it, I guess, a little bit more from the big book. It says, if I look for the similarities, that's in the story, acceptance was the answer, they grow. If I look for the differences, they grow. And I persecuted myself with looking for what the differences were. And the answer to the pain, the awful pain I inflicted on myself, and I'll better get around to the steps because I'm talking a lot about the problem here. The answer is in looking for the similarities. You look for the similarities, Robin, and that's where the answer is. And that's what I found out. I was told that we admitted we were powerless, this is step one, over food, and our lives had become unmanageable. Again, you read the doctor's opinion in the big book. He talks about a condition of mind and body that the alcoholic, now he's talking about the alcoholic, but I feel that this, I was taught that this applies to me as an overeater, that we have an allergy of the body and then an obsession of the mind. It works like this for me, if I can translate, because when I first heard that, that was a little bit confusing. Well, what the heck, right? I mean, I go into a store and I'm shopping and I come across an item in the dessert section. I will not be specific, but it's something of a binge item. And I look at it and I say, no, 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 I just went to a meeting. I'm not going to. You know, but what happens is I drive home and I find that item is sticking in my mind. It's like, huh. And then I say to myself, Well, okay, and I'm thinking about it at home. I can always go back the next day to get whatever, and I'll do it. And then the next day comes, and I wake up and I think, oh my goodness. And now if I let God intervene in my condition, I can accept the help. A woman named Jane Grey, I hope I'm not bouncing around too much. A woman named Jane Grey, this darling, darling woman around the early 80s said, Robin, we, or maybe it was Doris Siegel, I don't know, one of those, wonderful old ladies said to me, Robin, we ask for his or her, of course, ever loving presence. And that's help. We ask for help. If we're tempted, if we want to run ourselves down with the food that we're killing ourselves with, because I was told, Robin, you got a knife at your throat, and you got to determine whether or not you're going to pull it and do something horrible. If you're going to look at yourself and say, no matter how far down scale I have gone, I will see how my experience can benefit others. Those are part of the steps in page 83 of the big book. Now, what that means is I realize I can help people. I can be of help. And recently, physically, what I'll offer people, I'm going to jump forward. Can someone tell me how much time I have? The timer, can you jump
You
in?
have 8 minutes left.
Okay, well, I'm jumping in. Then, recently, in the last 2 or 3 years, I came down stricken with arthritis so severe that I could barely move. I mean, it was painful to move. And I didn't binge, but I felt like, oh, why is this happening to me? And what I was told was there is a physical solution to an emotional spiritual problem. So I went to this hospital and took stretching classes, and the physical therapist weighed on me and said, you get something called an elliptical glider that can exercise the muscles that you feel this intense pain. You build up those muscles that are in your back, and that will help you with the problem you think you have. And now I recently, save up, it was $700. So I had to save up to get that device only recently, and I can report that incrementally I'm facing a solution where I can move and I have a range of mobility that's increased. And when I got this range of motion that is only in the last couple weeks, I started to cry. And the crying was like waterworks. I mean, I said, HPN, I'm so grateful. And if I let myself feel that I can, I'm grateful, HP. Thank you, HP. Thank you, thank you, thank you. HP, you've been good to. And I'll explain what HP means. My HP is higher power. When Bill Wilson wrote the big book, he had on step three that made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Now that's in step three. What that says is he included it because he knew that Alkies and, well, other people, me in my case, they look for the differences that they can exclude themselves in. And he wanted people to feel included because he wanted to aim for...
Gentle reminder, 5 minutes.
Yeah, thank you, bless you, ma'am. To aim for identification. Identification is the key. And what that created was I realized I had been given a gift that I could help myself. Now, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives. Now, my will is I get this thought in my head that I deserve to recover, darn it. I deserve it. And that thought was a stubborn shenanigan over and over because I was capable of holding on to that like a darn tick, you know. But finally, I was able to push myself and say, Robin, you're worth it. You're worth recovery. You've been saving. You can get your glider. You can get your recovery. And you can become an example of recovery to people. You can become an example that recovery is possible. And I was working on the glider, and I was crying. I was sobbing because I said, let me be an example that recovery is possible, that this horrible pain I felt, I don't have to endure pain. Because, you know, when I endured that pain, I thought, maybe God's punishing me because I'm a bad person, or maybe there's a reason that this is happening, because I was a drunk. I was a violent, awful, well, off, I say awful. I was a violent drunk to my parents and my mom, particularly my mom, who kicked me into OA. And I love with all my imagining. There's a mantle in my house with that I pass my mom every day, and I look at her and I say, it looks, the photo I took looks like she's looking at me, and I say, I love you, Mom. I love you with all my heart. I always will. I feel you can hear this. So God is in everything I meet. Everything I pass, God is in the trees, God is in the leaves, God is in a spirit. The philosopher Henry Thoreau held that God is everywhere. After his sermon he went to, he left and he knew in his heart that God was something he passed. Now this is something he felt. And it's God as we understand him, and I would ask you to consider this, even if my sponsor said to me, Michael Blanc asked me to say, he said, you're going to tell them about your weird philosophy, and he means this in a loving way, your weird philosophy, well, take care you explain to it, otherwise people are going to think you're pretty silly. But this works for me. God has never let me down. I can't believe there's this wonderful song that says, I can't believe he brought me this far to leave me. And I believe that God is in my heart. When I touch my heart, I'm grateful, and I find things to be grateful for. And everything I find to be grateful for, I call somebody up, a friend of mine, and we exchange, and this will be the wrap-up, things we're grateful for. He gives me five things, I give him five, and we go up to 20. And, you know, if we alternate that way, it seems longer, and that's just a trick. That might not work for other people, but it's a trick. Gratitude is the key for me. I express gratitude because gratitude leads to faith. Faith is the key. I have faith that God creates miracles. I have faith that God is in my heart. I have faith that God will never leave me. And it's a God as I understand him. You doubt that, you call me up. I'm not going to preach holy roller stuff. I'll just tell you, we can talk about God is something I believe in. I'll be happy to talk
it's
about it.
It's end time.
Okay, the God as I understand him. God bless you. You know, it's amazing. I got this call the last minute. So I love you. What does gratitude mean to you? If you can find something, if you're not, if you feel grumpy about program, then you're going to share about whatever you want. But I'm going to ask you to share about gratitude or whatever you want. Overeaters usually do that anyway, and I love you all. I love the beautiful people. And you're all beautiful people. That's from a leader of a band called Queen, Freddie Mercury, when he was alive. You're all beautiful people to me. Thank you for being here. And thank you for giving me the opportunity. Okay, I'm going to stop. Thank you. I'm glad I got the chance. Okay? Did you hear me?
We don't hear the moderator.
Oh, dear. Did... did you hear me? You heard me, right? You heard that, Sharon?
I heard you.